Good afternoon. It's Sunday afternoon and I'm about to open the sixth of the first six ciders in the 2026 House of Feck Books.com Battle of the Ciders. And it's Sunday afternoon and I'm thinking of cooking pork with mushrooms, leeks, onions in a cream and wine sauce. And I will add a little bit of cider in there as well. Now, today's cider is Old Moot Kiwi and Lime, and you can see it's got a kiwi, the bird and the fruit on. And so we get the idea that it's New Zealand, but in fact it's made by Bulmers of Herefordshire. So I'm quite glad about that because it does mean that at least I've got at least one Bulmers into the competition, because Bulmers have sort of, disappeared from the shelves. Occasionally, very rarely, you find one of their bottles that's called Bulmers. But I think I'm right in saying they're the construct responsible for that dreadful, dreadful thing called Strongbow. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not even going to consider putting Strongbow anywhere near my lips. And the reason for that is, I think if you have a look at the side of the can, I think it says made with sugar and sweeteners. Now, I will have a look, and if I've wronged them, I'll buy some Strongbow and try it. But I'm pretty sure anything that admits to having sugar and sweeteners in isn't cider. Because cider should be fruit. Now, I've no doubt this one, if you read the small print, says that it's got some kind of rubbish in it. Let's have a look. Now, this, I bought this one really just for the fun of doing something different. But the first ingredient, bearing in mind that the idea of the ingredients list is that the number one constituent features first in the ingredient list. And the first ingredient is water. I've paid what, over 2 quid. Sorry. Sorry. I've paid over 2 quid for, well, I haven't, because I bought it, in a number of ciders on an offer, but I could have paid £2.65 or whatever for a bottle that contains mainly water. Now, you tell me which part of water is cider. Cider is fermented apples. Now, the next is apple juice from concentrate. Right, now, I mean, clearly with this ingredients list, this cider shouldn't feature anywhere near decent ciders, but I just wanted to put some little sort of nigger in the woodpile in so that we could try something that's got alternative flavourings and is that kind of nightclub, jaunt type of rubbish that people drink. So we've got water, apple juice from concentrate, sugar, fruit juices from concentrate, with a bit of kiwi juice and some lime juice, but they're from concentrate. Acid, malic acid, natural flavourings, sodium chloride, antioxidant, sodium, looks like metab, sulfite, and then it's got some ingredients, nutrition value. Hopefully, you can see from that. Despite the fact it's gluten-free and vegan-friendly, hopefully you can see from that ingredients list that Old Moot is not cider. It's some kind of obnoxious, mildly alcoholic drink from concentrate and water and sugar and acids and sodium chlorides, etc. And I mean, there's just no need, is there? It just so doesn't relate to any of the other five-siders or any of the other, 29-siders that I'm going to be trying out. But I will be very careful to look at the ingredients lists from now on. I want to dynamically contrast that with what else we're doing, so that you understand Old Moot, never mind those ghastly things called Riogalig or something, and Copperberg. If your granny likes a good old syrupy sugar drink, great. But if you are talking about cider, even though this appears to be New Zealand and is made in Hereford, it's not cider, is it? Water, apple juice from concentrate, kiwi and lime from concentrate, and unbelievable other weird rubbish in there that just shouldn't be in there. And to cap it all, not only is it it's as expensive as the proper ciders, right? But it's only 4%. So for all that crud, you're not even going to get pleasantly, out of your face on it. Really is terrible, terrible stuff. It's like buying Schlur and thinking you've got a glass of wine. Anyway, let's have a little look at the looks of this. So I'm just going to quickly take a photograph if I can, and then we'll just plough straight into the utter badness of this ghastly product. Okay, I haven't even tasted it, and I'm already calling it a ghastly product because, cider should just be apples with an appropriate yeast, essentially. And then it can be matured in huge ancient oak vats, but that isn't an ingredient as such, is it? It's rather like passing rum over charcoal. It's difficult to say quite exactly what that is. It's an effect rather than an ingredient. Okay, so, let's pretend we didn't know and we just thought it was some apples with a bit of kiwi and lime added in. And let's grab the criteria. So, packaging and provenance. I think we can give the packaging free because it's beautiful enough for me to have picked it up. I thought, well, that looks nice. I'll go for that. Kiwi and lime. It's a very, very pleasing, very simplistic, but quite artistic. I think the packaging is good. It's a very, very dark brown bottle. And as you can see, it's a pale, silvery going on sort of platinum gold colour. So packaging provenance, provenance is good in that it's Bulmers of Hereford, but we're not really told anything much about the apples, but we are told it's from concentrate. So I'm afraid I'm going to give that zero for provenance. So should I give it half? I mean, half for it being Hereford, but that's just mitigated by the fact it's apple juice from concentrate. I'm sorry, but it's getting free, okay? Because I think the packaging is absolutely fine. It's got a nice little kiwi on the bottle top, right? It's pretty. Look of the cider, I think that's pretty nice looking cider. It's slightly green tinged, and that is kind of what you want if it's got lime and kiwi in it. I can't see anything wrong with the look of the cider generally, so that's going to be a 6. The nose. It's very, very subtle. It's almost comes across as elderflower. An elderflower cider would be very delightful. I mean, obviously you can make it yourself by getting some elderflower cordial, but I don't know if anyone does an elderflower cider. I have a vague idea that Sheppy did one. But yeah, if you get a bit more into the nose, you definitely can smell lime. And there's a sort of soapiness then, which could well be the kiwi. So the nose, for what it is, you know, with kiwi and lime, isn't particularly bad, although it's not massively inviting. It's very subtle, and it tends on the way of soap, which the bubbles also do. They look like soap bubbles, actually. So I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it 4 for nose, or 3. It's a difficult one, isn't it? I don't want to be too rough on it, and it's not going to score very highly on anything else, so we'll give it 4 for the nose. And now we're going to, I mean, 10 minutes, you know, and I haven't even tasted it, but I wanted to point out how not, you know, it's a trade's description, quite frankly, because it isn't cider. But it's passing itself off, not only as cider, but as good as the others at the price range. It has a vague taste, but you can't immediately pin it down. It's sort of like some soft drink, you know. But we're going for a moment for apple. Apple taste. I think you have to use your imagination if you're going to find apple in there. So I'm going to give that 1. Okay. Extra taste. Yeah, it definitely scores pretty high on the extra taste, because that's all the taste is, you know, what passes for kiwi and lime. Kiwi and lime with a good deal of soap. It's not entirely unpleasant. I think the soap is the kiwi and the lime is very, very faintly lime. I mean, yeah, probably, apart from the texture, which is a little bit more full-bodied, I would have thought that this was Sprite, although it's not as fizzy as Sprite. So, extra taste, bearing in mind it is supposed to be kiwi and lime, I think we're going to have to hit a 3 there. 3 for trying. Well done. Clean palate. Let's see, you know, how does it slip down? Is it all right? I wouldn't really say clean palate, because what lingers massively is the sheer kind of artificiality of what you're drinking. If you have anything that's synthetic or artificial in any way, it always lingers in your taste buds, you know. So I think clean palate, that's going, I'm going for a 1 there, because I'm left with the artificiality of the tastes and nothing pleasant. That's a fact. Now, bubbles, it's not doing too bad for bubbles, because as we can see, we've got a lot of soapiness on the top, which is like a type of froth, but not the delightful froth that Thatcher's has. So the bubbles, they do come up when you pour it, but there's almost nothing afterwards. I'll give it a 1 for trying, I think. I mean, there are bubbles, so it has to have at least a 1. And, you know, there's a definite, what looks like a soapy residue. So I think for bubbles, it deserves 2. You know, I had a half second burst of bubbles as it poured in, and then I'm left with this soapy residue around the top. So I think I'll give it 2 for bubbles. Feel good factor. Now, this one is going to be awkward, right? Because when I bought it, when I had it in the fridge and I was thinking about it, and today when I've touched it, opened it, the feel good factor of the bottle, because the bottle is good, it's, well, it's a Bulmers bottle, very, very, very dark brown bottle. It's a really high feel good factor. But then when you actually taste the product, and when you've read the ingredients list, and you're being taken for a mug, remember, that doesn't leave me with a feel-good factor at all. So, you know, what I said before with the Marydown was I gave it 2 for the bottle, because the bottle did give me a massive feel-good factor. The cider itself gave me nothing at all. And in this one, I would say the cider itself is giving me more than nothing at all. It's a zippy, not that zippy, but a zippy little sort of soft drink. And at 4%, it's basically a soft drink. So I think I'll give it 1 for that. And, you know, I think I'll give it 2 for the bottle. So it's going to have a 3, I think. 3 for feel-good factor. The feel-good factor is misleading because the product is rubbish. I mean, it is trash. Yeah, you're not going to make a good product out of concentrate. Never mind all the other ingredients they've put in. So last of all, goes with cheese. Now I'm going to taste it again. I'm going to use my imagination and see if there's any kind of cheese that I think it would be good with. I can't say that I can think of anything it would be good with. Apart from perhaps burnt toast. But it's definitely not cheese. So that's a 0. Okay, so here we go with the 6th of the first 6. And let's see what we've got. So we've got 3, 6, and 4 for the packaging, look, and nose. That's 13. The apple and extra taste is another 1 and 3. That's 17. The clean palate is 1. That's 18. The bubbles 2, that's 20, and the feel good factor 3, that is 23. Okay, now it has scored just a bit higher than the Marydown, but it is a heavily marketed product. I don't know whether it's on television or whatever, but the point is that it's there's a lot in the range. They're all very artistically put together, and you do see it in the pubs a lot, right? And so from that point of view, I mean, it is being flung at you. It's being flung at you as a bona fide alternative to cider, but it's just something that's water, apple concentrate, and a load of very iffy ingredients. So what I would say is try it by all means to see whether you think I'm right or wrong. But essentially, you know, considering that it's being passed off as a bona fide product and it isn't cider, there is no way you can call that cider. That is not cider. If you're unhappy with having something that is 10th rate, full of garbage, and is posing at the same price level as some really decent ciders like the Henry Westons and the Rattler that I tried yesterday. I mean, if you're going to protest at that sort of thing, just don't have anything to do with Old Mout or Old Moot, sorry. Don't have anything to do with it, because it isn't cider and it certainly isn't worth the money that it's being charged, okay? And it definitely should not be anywhere near the cider shelf, never mind 4 for so much quid, you know. That's a travesty. Hopefully we won't get any other trash like that in the 30, okay? And I will just mention it, you know, at the final. I'll mention how awful it is. And it is Trade's description passing it off as cider, because whatever it is, it's definitely not cider. Okay, and this is really what my cider exploration is about. It's about trying to get people to see that there's a vast difference between the products that were available, and the best thing to do is to go and visit the cider farms, you know, get a real feel for where their apples come from, the pressing equipment, the huge vats that they, you know, make the cider in and mature the cider in, and just the general ambience of the farm. You know, do they grow any apples? Are there any orchards? Is it just a factory, or does it look nice out in the countryside? Because beer is predominantly something that's made very much indoors and these days very much in factory towns. But cider is very much a farm in the middle of nowhere type of product. It's much more akin to wine from a vineyard, much more akin, because it's just a simple fruit product and it's not containing cereals. So I think I'm just going to write a little note to myself, elderflower, and see if I can find an elderflower cider, because I do think that would be out of this world, refreshing. Elderflower cider. And of course, if there isn't one, I'll have to market one myself. Right, so there you go. Hopefully you can see something in there. I will be totally bypassing all this kind of trashy not cider cider, which isn't cider. Okay. So just to sum up, we had two cans. That was the Thatcher's Haze, which I can hardly fault. It really is superb for what it is and what it tries to be, The Sainsbury's Original Dry, very cheap, doesn't give us much idea what it is, but it comes across as being a very, very decent dry cider. The Merrydown I found extremely disappointing, but it was 6.8%, and the bottle was very, very nice, I thought. The Rattler cider, it didn't score as highly as perhaps I would want it to, right? Because it's an incredibly bona fide an original, product. But so far of the ones I've drunk, that is the one that I could easily drink from 12 noon to midnight, not drink anything else, all. I mean, I'd need a lot of them, but it would be perfect for one of those sort of festivals where you've taken your caravan and you can just wander around all day and drink cider. Right, so that's going to rate very highly in that respect. And then there was the Weston's Cloudy, which really is a tip-top British cider, and this desperate desecration and desolation of a decent alcoholic beverage. Okay, so toodaloo, and catch you next month in the second round of Battle of the Ciders.